are, ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley. Welcome to our Sparking the Dream special, part two with the students and the teachers and administrators at Martin Luther King High School. Fantastic program. We're going to be talking business pathways. We got big shoes to fill because we just finished part one, and it was definitely a great show, and we're excited about part two. Let me bring in Denise Magasich of the Philadelphia School District. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about you?
I could not be better. I'm still fired up about our first show, and I know we have big, like I said, big shoes to fill, but it's going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jonathan Verlin, how are you, sir?
Very well, thank you.
So, we talked about the programs, and we're going to continue on that path. And we have three great students coming in. We have BB, Jennifer, and Mark coming on to the broadcast in a couple of minutes. But let's refresh our listeners a little bit about the Business Pathways program, Denise, and then we'll also talk about the competition and the technical side of things that Jonathan teaches at the school. Talk about the program, if you would, the Pathways program, Denise.
Yeah, absolutely. So these students are in business administration, which is part of the business and finance program of study at the Philadelphia School District. We're in the CTE department, which means career and technical education. And there's basically a cluster for almost any type of job that you can think of. So, we have the trades. So we have carpentry and welding, and you've spoken to some of those students.
Absolutely.
And, we've got the medical pathways with HRT and clinical medical assistants, and they actually have that program at Martin Luther King as well. They have culinary program at Martin Luther King High School as well, and hospitality. So all of these programs, they are a three-year program. The students come in as sophomores, they leave as seniors, they leave with certification, hands-on learning.
So when you get there, it's almost like you would in college. You pick your pathway, correct?
So they get to choose their pathway in their freshman year. So they do a little orientation. They go into the different pathways, and they got to kind of see like what it's all about. And then depending on the students talk about like they are thinking about being business owners, or they're thinking about being entrepreneurs. If they have that type of drive, those are the students that are best for Mr. Verlin's program, which is it's called business administration, but it really is just so much more than that. And the whole point about CTE is to build a workforce, right? So our great city needs the next great leaders here, and needs we need to build our workforce. I mean, we've got this inverted pyramid where we've got everybody at the top right now. They're going to be retiring. So we have to build that up so that we can have our leaders of tomorrow. And I think you're looking at them. They're around the table right now.
And what's great about it is that, used to be years ago, when you went to high school, it was a strict, almost like a college preparatory type of curriculum that, you did not, unless you went to shop, everybody learned the same thing, give or take different subjects. But this allows students to be prepared after high school to go either to college to study what they're talking about, or go right into the workforce. So they're making a difference in their own lives, like right away.
100%. And we're going to talk to Jennifer in a couple of minutes. She's sitting right next to me. And Jennifer actually has achieved so many different certifications that she'll be able to take her transcript or her certs to Temple, right? You're going to Temple. She's going to Temple University, and she's going to be able to take those and actually get college credits for.
That's awesome.
Because she's done, and this program is 1080 hours. So 1,080 hours the students do. So they get that much training. So, I mean, that's insane, right? That's an insane amount of training. So, but they also have to do their algebra and all of the rest of their academic courses, but this is in addition to, so when they have that
awesome
pathway.
Well, I can't wait to talk to Jennifer again. She's a veteran of the program, so we can't wait to have her. Mr. Verlin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. If you would, talk about what you do at the school.
Well, I teach the fundamentals of business. I alluded to the basic computer literacy and financial literacy components early on. But then we move into Word, where I stress business writing. And the main artifacts which come out of that component are the application letter and the resume. And I do a lot with templates because I've developed over the years a series of those which I found to, which have proven very successful with job acquisition. So I want my students to have the same thing.
And it prepares them for, actual, real work situations. And this is the technology that is being used in the professional space.
Absolutely. So they don't have to recreate the wheel.
And the good thing is, you know, when you're in some other classes and the students can nod along here, they're in a class and they're like, geometry, they didn't take, you're taking it this year, right? Geometry, why are we learning this? What do we have to know about? Why do we have to know this? How does this help? When they're in the business administration class, they're working on their resume, they know why, because you're going to get a job. They know each thing.
100%. Jonathan, before we bring the students in, talk about, what makes you most proud. You have so many students that are getting certifications now that they actually need in the workforce.
Absolutely. And applicability is everything. Without the application, they wouldn't have the impetus, the drive to earn them. And that's what industry is looking for. People who are not only certified, but who have a drive to succeed early on.
And your students are leaving prepared for college and the workforce. That must make you feel great. Not that, by the way, I don't know what geometry, what profession that's great. It's useful, I think, if you're an astronaut or something, and that's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time,
carpenters need geometry.
Iron workers don't, I can tell you that. but having said that, it must feel great to know that they are using these skills, they have these skills at the next level, no matter what they want to do.
It's very, very refreshing to see students who are active, discerning, productive consumers of their work, and they can do anything.
Fantastic. Well, let's do this. Denise, I thank you, as always, for putting us together. And Jonathan, of course, great to have you back. We are going to bring into the program Jennifer and BB and Mark after the break. We'll have more from our Spark in the Dream special in just a minute.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Go to PVA.org to learn more.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
and gentlemen, welcome back to our Sparking a Dream special here at Banks Law. This is part two. I'm ecstatic to bring into the program three fantastic students. Beatrice, or BB, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Pleasure to meet you. Jennifer, great to have you back on the program.
Thank you for inviting me again.
It's our pleasure. And of course, Marquise, good to have you as well.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So you're with Martin Luther King High School. I'm going to go around. We're talking about the Business Pathways program. It was great to have Mr. Jonathan Verlin and Denise Magasich in segment one. So if you would, BB, talk about what got you into the business program.
Well, honestly, I've always aspired to be one of a financial advisor at first, but giving more thought into it, I think after high school, I'm going to be going into nursing. But for being in the business administration, I am going to be picking up learning how to do budgeting, how to write a resume, and how to write a cover letter, as Mr. Verlin had taught us during class. So that would be easier for me to go into the workforce more prepared.
All right. And what year are you in school?
I am a sophomore.
Okay. And you talk a little bit about those skills. Anything in particular? First of all, every one of those skills that you talked about, or in nursing and in any field that you choose, are such a benefit. Anything in particular that is your favorite part of the program?
Budgeting most, because there was a thing we did in Verlin's class where we looked up houses or an apartment to either rent or own, and we had made a budgeting chart for the next 5 years or 4 years or so with how inflation's going on. So we incorporated that into the budget plans as well, and knowing how much money we would have for our wants after putting the needs first.
I mean, you're talking.
We had to make sure not to go over the budget.
And by the way, that's what people do every day, making sure. That's, by the way, how you avoid getting in debt and setting yourself up, right at the start of your career. Let me bring in Jennifer. Jennifer, you're a senior, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so refresh my memory and the listeners a little bit about your reasoning for getting into the Business Pathways program.
I was originally in culinary arts in 10th grade. But I didn't want to do it anymore after 10th grade, because I only was there because I was like, I want to learn how to cook, and that was it. I didn't want anything to do with hospitality.
Well, you got to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
So when you make money, you're going to buy food.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was in there for. And in 11th grade, I was like, you know what, I'm going to transfer out. And after looking at the classes, I was like, I could go into art class, but I do that on my own anyway, and I'll just be probably bored. So I went to business administration to learn about money and technology, because I felt like that would be something more productive to do with my time at school.
Well, do you have any idea of the career you want to go into yet? You're a senior, so first off, what any plans for next year yet?
I plan on hopefully attending Temple to do computer science and graphic design. Mm-hmm. And also finishing up this program I'm in called Launchpad. Over the summer, we're supposed to get internships, and then next year we're supposed to get jobs, and that's how you graduate from the program. So I'm pretty excited for that, and also just graduating next month, and
wow,
just having that breath of fresh air of knowing you don't have to go back there.
Right. Well, yeah. Listen, you work. It flies. There's no question about that. Oh my God. But preparing and what's your favorite part of the Business Pathway program? Your favorite area of learning.
I guess I could say when we were learning about financial literacy, because honestly, I did not know a whole lot. I knew taxes were. I knew about taxes. I knew about a bunch of stuff, but I never actually was, I never felt like financially literate. So taking the classes, taking the courses and passing the tests, like I still have the tests in my room so I can look it over.
Well, financial literacy, by the way, it's something that every adult, man, I talk about it a lot, and the fact that, you know, it's a great area that you're talking about, and we should all learn it. Let me bring into the program Marquise. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. You're a sophomore?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about what led you into the, what interested you in the Business Pathways program.
Well, the reason I took business class was what Shaheem and Rakim said. I wanted to learn about budgeting, but it wasn't just that, but I wanted to learn more on how to improve my animation by using technology.
Okay. And is this your first year in the program? In other words, as you went as a sophomore, right?
Yes.
Okay. What anything that you've learned that, you know, give me a variety of things that, you know, that you pick up and that you learn, and then talk about your favorite part of the program.
Well, my favorite part of the program was when we used PowerPoint and Scratch, because PowerPoint had one of those animation.
Oh, okay. Things. And it kind of goes hand in hand with what you're doing?
Yes.
What do you have any idea of what you want to do after high school? Well, education wise.
Well, I kind of want to get into a good college that will help me improve my animation, like in business class.
Okay, and you want to stay home, or do you think you want to go away?
Well, I'm probably gonna go away.
You want to, and your for your career, what are you thinking?
Well,
you want to get into the animation?
Well, I kind of want to start something small first, and then work my way up into going animation.
Okay, so having said that, you know, as we learn and we look at, you know, our goals. Talk about success, Bibi. What is your idea of success?
Mainly, me, success would be like if I make it big enough to, you know, help my mother out, because she did a lot for me. And the success, I would use my success, because it would bring me happiness to let her have the life that she always dreamed of having, the house she dreamed of, the car she always wanted, and
let me tell you something. You become a nurse, mm-hmm. You'll be able to do all that and some. I mean, that's a valiant and a goal. One of the things I'd like to say is, and Joe Mesa said it, and I know your teacher said, you know, you set your goals, and you're doing what you're doing now, and you're everything's obtainable. Everything. What you just said, that's a given. If you just follow the path that you're following right now, Jennifer, your definition of success.
In my head, success in the future for me looks like a small, cozy house with my own like studio or office. A cat, and just my own peace.
And professionally, remind me again of what career we're looking at.
I'm thinking like digital arts and graphic design. I think Verlin's courses and like lessons will help me get there, especially with the certifications that I have. And I want to do digital arts and graphic design and all that stuff, because I really like drawing, and I've been doing it for a couple of years. Like, I started during COVID. I feel like everybody started doing it during COVID, but I really enjoyed it. I have my own like little characters in my sketchbooks. At this point, I filled up like, I think like 7 sketchbooks over the past like 3 years-ish. And it's just something I really like doing in my own time, and like, and I feel like it'd be fun to like have a job where I can work with other people or like do something for brands.
Marquise.
Yes.
When you think about success, what is your idea of it?
Well, You're basically asking, are you asking me what the definition of success?
Yes, what your definition of success is.
Well, I would think success is like accomplishing your life goal or what you've been wanting to do in life. Like, for example, there was like this video of a kid beating Tetris because for his dad that passed away.
But it's interesting because a lot of times people look at pop culture, and I said this earlier, I owned a nightclub for 15 years in the city of Philadelphia. I can't tell you how many people at the club, by the way, some of them were pro athletes, that would come up and say, I want to do what you do. Okay, all day long. And I'd be sitting there going, you heard what Joe Messa said. Well, I was the last guy to get paid. I remember looking Friday and Saturday nights. You make all your money on Saturday nights. If it rains on Saturday night, I likely am, depending upon what the situation is. Okay, so my idea of success, I was just trying to make a living for my family. We got a liquor license and we had a little bit of savvy, but, if you're achieving your goals and you're working hard, I define success as balance. What that means is being able to achieve your goals, and this is just me, and to be able to provide for your family, reach your goals, I love so when you talk about pop culture. I'm so happy to hear the goals, because everything that you guys have just said, everything is achievable, 100%. It's a given. I always look at it when I sit down and I get the opportunity to meet individuals like yourself. I'd always want to say one thing. It counts. It count right now. But. If you have an idea, like if you know you want to be a nurse, like, you know how big a deal that is? So many people don't know what they want to do or be. Your pathway is written right there. Success is imminent. All you got to do is follow your path, and that goes the same across the board for all your careers. Let's talk about mentors and role models and people that have helped you and are helping you along the way. Bibi?
Well, my biggest role model is my mama, because seeing her and how she grew up and how she struggled to get where she is now, to give me the easy life makes me want to work hard so that I can have her have the relief that she so desperately needs.
Do you have siblings, or is it just you and your mom?
I have five brothers.
Okay. Are you the youngest or in the middle?
I'm one of the middle children.
Okay. How about that? Well, that's incredible to hear, number one. And it's so awesome to hear that your mom is your role model. Jennifer, your role models?
One of my role models is Mr. Verlin, because he always seems like so organized, and I want to try and be like that, especially during this period in the school year where like people start getting burnt out, and I've been like slowing down, but he's still trying to at least get through the year, so I just want to carry that energy.
That's fantastic. Looks like Mr. Verlin is pretty touched about that. And Marquise?
Well, I have so many role models, but it's not just my family, but I would say it's the people that inspired me to, like animations, like that inspired me to animate because it made me feel interested in it.
Well, when you think back and having them, one of the things about mentors is paying it forward someday, having that same opportunity when you get a chance to help somebody. That's really what it's all about. One of the things I want to talk about, and we only have a couple minutes left, is going out, thinking outside the box or experiencing life outside the box. What that means is maybe being on this radio show is a little uncomfortable. You never have done it before or whatever, but you're doing something. I remember doing the same thing. How do you feel about doing things that make you uncomfortable in regards to, a new experience like this, Bibi?
I mean, me personally, I like being in my comfortable bubble.
That's honest.
So doing this right now, it's a little unnerving, but I'm lucky we're not live, or else I would be stumbling.
Well, when you listen to it on the radio, you're going to sound like you're live. Jennifer, your thoughts?
Like I said, the last time I was here, my New Year's resolution was to try new things. It's still the same, but I have like other goals that kind of go above that. But yeah, like BB said, for a long while, I was in my like trying to stay like a little bit comfortable. But it was usually my friends that like pushed me to do certain things, and I'm like, okay, it's fine. like last year, we went on a trip to Six Flags, and they somehow convinced me to get on the roller coasters, and I don't know how I ended up that. And we went on the King Dot Cod, which is like the tallest one in the park. They somehow convinced me to go on that. There was a lot of things that my friend and like people have like pushed me to do, and I'm like, are you sure I should do this? And they're like, it's fine. Well, and it turns out it's fine.
You know what? And it's a great way to do things, as long as it's something positive. And we're going to end up with Marquise. Any how do you feel about kind of doing things that make you uncomfortable in regards to even speaking in public or even doing this radio show? You look at it like it's an accomplishment. It's something new that you'll be able to do next time.
Yeah, but well. You want me to say how I feel about doing uncomfortable things?
Yeah, like this, like the radio, like talking about, like talking public speaking or meeting, you're doing a show with an attorney and a group of professionals, and you're doing fantastic. Does it help you, spread your wings and maybe do other things that show you that you can do something that you didn't think you could?
Yeah, because the reason is, I know it's going to be, I'm uncomfortable when I do it, but I still do it because maybe I'll get used to it.
And it will make it easier next time. Well, listen, I want to thank you all for being on the program. Denise Magasich, Mr. Jonathan Verlin, of course, Marquise, Jennifer, and BB. I want to thank you for being a part of Sparking the Dream. I want to wish you the best of luck in your careers and what you're doing. You're going to be a great success. And I couldn't be prouder to be sitting on this side of the program or the radio, and I'll be watching, and I'll be real proud. So on behalf of everybody on the panel, BB, Jennifer, Marquise, Denise Magasich, and of course, Mr. Verlin, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.